Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're very welcome back to the programme. A young stablehand is taking a major bookmaker's to the High Court after they refused to pay him a winning bet worth a life-changing sum of money. 25-year-old Dylan Phelan says he won over €300,000 off a 60-year-old bet on two long-shot horses. But Ladbrokes won't pay him, saying the races are subject to an inquiry by an Irish state body. Our reporter Barry Lenehan has more on this. What's this all about, Barry?
Yeah, Dylan Phelan from Dungarvan in County Waterford thought he'd hit the jackpot on April 19th last year. He placed a €30 each way double bet in a Ladbrokes shop in Limerick on two horses racing within minutes of each other. Rocky's Diamond at 80-1 in Limerick and Diamond Nora at 125-1 in Ballinrobe. Mr. Phelan looked after both horses at the yard of veteran trainer Declan Queeley. He trained both of those horses, and on the day they were subject of a huge gamble, ultimately going off at 22-1 and 16-1 respectively. And here's what happened.
I just thought, myself personally, the horse were after kind of turning a corner a little bit, just looking a bit better, feeling a bit better, and then just thought that they were overpriced on the day, and just thought they were also overpriced for Declan's horse as being a very good trainer. And I just said I'd take advantage of it and take a little bit of a chance, and I was just fortunate that it worked out. You know what I mean? It doesn't work out 9 times out of 10, and as I said, it's probably a 1 in a million thing, and it'll never happen again. And that was kind of just my thinking behind it, really, you know.
And you look after both horses in question, Diamond Nora and Rocky's Diamond.
I used to kind of ride them a little bit regularly at that time and look after them. I'm full time in the yard, and I work in the yard all the time. So yeah, I was looking after them. Yeah, like I just had that little bit on at the bigger prices, hoping for a little bit of a return, and it just worked out. That is the long and the short of it, you know.
Can you remember watching those races, what you were thinking?
I was in Limerick on that day, and we actually ran another horse in a maiden hurdle in Limerick. Actually, Manatee De Breeze was his name, and I actually happened to put him into one or two just small little stake bets again, hoping for a little return that he might outrun his odds. And he was actually unfortunate to unseat, and you know, like, there was nobody ringing me to ask me to give me my money back on them couple of small little bets regards him being in him. And as I said, I suppose I was in Limerick on the day, and I was actually standing close to the last hurdle, and I was watching, and Rocky's Diamond was kind of heading towards me. It didn't look like he was going to be caught. I was like, I couldn't really believe my eyes, to be honest.
On the run in, Rocky's Diamond has made it all and will win the opener under Shane Fitzgerald, beats Palamon.
And then before I knew it, he was after crossing the line in front. And then a couple of minutes later, whatever it was, I clicked onto my phone and just kind of heading into the latter stages of Diamond Nora's race. And she was in front.
And it's Diamond Nora who's out in front. Bervey is trying to raise another effort in second. Slim Marvel staying on in third, but well inside the final furlong. It's Diamond Nora who's out in front here, having made all the running, and is not for catching.
And then, as I said, before I knew it, she was after passing the line in front. And then, sure, before I knew it, the both of them were after winning. And I was like, I couldn't believe what was after happening. And I kind of nearly forgot about the bet, really. Then it all kind of hit me at once, and so I was on cloud nine, really, you know.
€320,000 almost the bet was worth. It must have been some excitement when you realised that.
Oh, sure, it was crazy, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? It was just surreal. I was numb. I couldn't believe what was after happening, to be honest. It's a life-changing amount of money. You know, you could plan for your future there. You could buy a house or build a house or put it away or invest it. You know, sure, like, the world was kind of my oyster, really. But sure, I suppose everything changed then when I couldn't get paid, you know.
Why exactly couldn't Dylan Phelan get paid, Barry? What did bookmakers Ladbrokes say?
So the victories of Rocky's Diamond and Diamond Nora attracted headlines this time last year. The trainer, Declan Queeley, his two sons had ridden horses involved in the famous betting coup by the punter, trainer and philanthropist, the late Barney Curley, in 2010, with bookmakers saying this was a similar coup which ultimately wiped them out for almost €600,000. Now, both Rocky's Diamond and Diamond Nora showed huge improvements in their wins, as Dylan alluded to there. so attracted the attention on the day of the race day stewards. Now, no further action was recommended in relation to Rocky's Diamond, which ultimately would go on to finish fourth at this year's Cheltenham Festival, but the performance of Diamond Nora was referred to the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Boards. That's a state company, the referrals committee of that board for further investigation. But still, all major bookmakers and even those on track, they paid out on both winners, bar Ladbrokes, who told Dylan that they wanted to await the outcome of that investigation.
Well, I kind of left it a day or two to kind of sink in, I suppose, and kind of process the whole thing. And I kind of just approached the Ladbrokes shop to present my winning bet and proceed forward with what I thought would have been a straightforward procedure to get my bet. And before I knew it then, sure, there was just withholding payment due to this IHRB investigation, and I wasn't getting paid, basically, you know. Been ongoing since, you know.
What have the last few months been like? You've been trying to engage with the bookmakers to see what the story was. How did you get on?
Sure, look, I'll tell you now, the last few months, they've been very tough. They've been stressful, a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of worry. Am I getting paid? Am I not getting paid? You know, it's very mentally draining, the whole thing too. It hasn't been easy, do you know what I mean? Especially for a young lad, like, thinking he's sitting on a winning lottery ticket, but he can't access the lottery ticket, do you know what I mean? I'm not going to lie to you now, it's tough, it's not easy dealing with the whole thing. I just like if the matter was resolved sooner rather than later, you know what I mean? It's going on far too long, like. And I suppose regards my interaction with the bookmakers, customer service, nothing worth talking about. Just they all just keep referring to this IHRB investigation. But at the end of the day, that has nothing to do with me, you know what I mean? I was just a young lad, placed a bet, took a chance, it worked out. It doesn't work out 9 times out of 10. And regards communicating with the IHRB, same thing again, really, just highlighting that it's an ongoing investigation. Haven't been anyway helpful to me at all, really. I'm not going to lie to you.
Ladbrokes saying that the matter is still subject to an investigation. The IHRB saying that investigation ongoing. Obviously, they're not here, but they might argue that did you benefit perhaps from inside knowledge when placing the bet, and maybe that's why they're not paying you out.
Ah, look, I don't think so. Do you know what I mean? I suppose there's thousands of stable staff working in yards every day of the week. They're up there early in the mornings, wet, cold mornings, looking after their horses, riding out their horses, getting them ready to go to the races. It's their bread and butter, you know. They love their horses. They look after their horses. Sure, aren't they entitled to place a couple of bets on the horse they look after and things like, you know, it's not inside knowledge. It's nothing. It's placing a bet. It's all a chance, you know what I mean? This is all questionable and everything, but there's no questions asked when you place a losing bet, you know. Like, I've placed many losing bets in my lifetime, and there's no questions asked about that, you know what I mean? There's no investigations about that.
You and your solicitor are now taking Ladbrokes to the High Court. What do you hope will happen?
Justice system in Ireland, it's a slow process, but I'd have to imagine if I do get it to the High Court, like, I couldn't see a judge overruling a young lad working in a yard, member of stable staff, looking after a couple of horses. Took a couple of chances. I do have hope, yeah, that I will get my money and I'll fight till the very end for it.
That's Dylan Phelan. Barry's still with me. What happens now, I wonder?
Well, as heard there, Dylan Phelan, he has lodged proceedings at the High Court against Ladbrokes seeking payment of his winnings plus interest. The trainer of the two winning horses, Declan Queeley, he's pointed out in the Irish Independent today that prize money was paid out for both horses. They both returned clear samples and he has heard little about the IHRB inquiry. Now, a spokesperson for the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board, they told me earlier on in relation that one of the horses, Diamond Nora, that its performance had been referred to the referrals committee of the IHRB for further investigation, but also pointed out that Winner All Right was given on the day following both races. They say that the investigation is now nearing its conclusion and a decision will be taken shortly as to what further action, if any, will be taken, and should any matter from that investigation give rise to further action, that the full details will be published accordingly. But it also confirms that Dylan Phelan, who we heard from there, is not the subject of any investigation whatsoever. Now, several attempts to contact representatives of Ladbrokes were unsuccessful this afternoon, but they have pointed out in other media that they are looking, waiting the outcome of that IHRB investigation, whilst they've also communicated in correspondence with Mr. Phelan that they are legally entitled to withhold his winning bet, because they allege that the intent integrity of one of the events has been called into question owing to that investigation. But all this perhaps may put the spotlight as well on the gambling regulator, Anne-Marie Caulfield, setting that up at the moment. One of her new tasks will be disputes resolutions between punters and bookmakers, as well as a social fund for bookmakers to contribute to the harms of problem gambling.
Okay, very interesting indeed. Ladbrokes, of course, is very welcome still to furnish a statement, drivetime@rte.ie. But Barry Lanahan, thank you very much indeed.